Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Remembering Process, a surprising and fun breakthrough new way to amazing creativity, by Daniel Barrett and Joe Vitale, read by the authors.
First, let me tell you how delighted I am that Joe and Daniel asked me to do this forward to the remembering process. I'm only a recent admirer of Daniel's work, but I've studied Joe's work for years and consider him one of the real geniuses of our field. Since the publication of my book, The Big Leap, in 2009, I've been continually amazed to see that one chapter of the book accounts for 95% of the fan mail that comes in, the chapter on Einstein time. 30 years ago, when I first started talking to audiences about how to bend and shape time for manifestation, I got a lot of blank stares. Nowadays, however, I get a lot of excited head nods. I find it very encouraging to see with my own eyes that positive evolution is occurring. In the remembering process, you'll have a rare opportunity to make an utterly radical shift in your concept of time. Any vestiges of your old time paradigm will probably disappear by about page 10, and that's a very good thing. At this moment in history, we can definitely use all the positive paradigm shifts we can muster. Changing your time paradigm is a great place to start because it literally affects every minute of every day. Change your relationship with time, and you change your life. Now, hasten on to enter the unusual world of Daniel and Joe and the remembering process. It's a world where a great many things become possible that weren't before. If you're a keen student of the manifestation process, I predict that this small book will make an unexpectedly large positive impact on you.
Preface: Remembering Your Future Past. I met musician Daniel Barrett on Tuesday, May 9th, 2006. I know the exact date because that's when Munrab Entertainment, which was basically me, hosted the world's first canine concert. The idea was to have a rock concert for dogs played at pitches that only they could hear. The canine concert was performed by the Austin band Porter Davis, and Daniel was their lead singer. The songs were silent to humans, and whenever the dogs did anything, scratched themselves, chased other dogs, ran in circles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?